Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Islamic customs and etiquette are, of course, very important vis-a-vis our collective life. Wherever we live in a society, and therefore our mannerisms, our behavior, our attitudes, they reflect the religion that we follow. Now, there is this question which has arisen in these times, and it has arisen a lot, because we find that there are mass-scale conversions going on, and there we find that Islam is spreading so fast in the whole wide world that we find people converting into Islam in large numbers. The question that we're going to tackle today vis-a-vis Islamic traditions in this regard is that are people bound to change their name they held prior to converting to Islam into an Islamic name? Is it necessary for them to convert their names into an Islamic name? Now, the answer to this question is that our religion has not bound us in any way, that a person who changes his religion and converts into Islam, that he has to change, that he must change his religion, his name, and adopt a Muslim name, adopt a name which is more akin to the Muslim religion. In this regard, we find that even in the times of the Prophet, he did not, when people start to convert into Islam, he did not ask people to change their names. However, of course, as we know in his own times, there were instances in which the name reflected some evil concept or something which was more related to polytheism or something which was immoral, for example, or something which was indecent. The Prophet, of course, changed names in those cases. We have many examples in history, and I'll just quote two of them. We know that the name of Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله تعالى عنه was Abdul Kaaba, which means the servant of the Kaaba or the person of the Kaaba, which would, of course, reflect the fact that he's a person who worships the Kaaba. This was something very inappropriate, and so therefore the Prophet changed his name, and he granted him the name, or he named him as Abdullah. And another example that we have from history is, we know that one of the daughters of Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه was called Asiya, and Asiya by the Arabic letter N means someone who was disobedient. And the Prophet did not like this name, and he changed her name to Jamila, which means someone who's beautiful. So therefore, we get this guidance from this practice of the Prophet that, of course, if there is something which is inappropriate in the name, for example, it carries something which is against morality, or it's more akin towards polytheism, and of course, the name needs to be changed simply because it should reflect what the right thing is. But the fact of the matter is that is it mandatory upon us, or a person who changes his religion to Islam, he converts into Islam, that he must change his name into a Muslim name? For example, if he's called John or Joseph or James, or he's called Catherine, or any other name which belongs to the Christian tradition, for example, or to the Chinese tradition, or to any tradition that we see today, is it necessary for these people to change their name to a Muslim name? The answer, of course, would be in the negative. It is not necessary at all. It is not necessary at all. The only thing is that if the name reflects something inappropriate, only then should it be changed. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.